Stephen Gibson, first of all, is this about hindsight, or do you think the government knew at the time, because they were being advised by Lazard's and Goldman Sachs, how much interest, how much investor interest, how much investor demand there was for these shares before the flotation?
Well, I think we do have some benefit of hindsight here. You have to remember that the time approaching flotation, there was a real danger of industrial action and an industrial dispute that could have brought the company to its knees and lost it lots of customers, both in the short and the longer term, as people switched to other forms of digital communication. But it was a very, very cautious approach. And it was quite clear as they were coming up to privatization that the flotation was going to be massively oversubscribed. As you said, it was 24 times oversubscribed. But the key thing here is it would have been difficult for them to put the price up, but it could have been very easy for them to hold back up to 10% of the shares that they did sell. So they benefited.
So they could have retained a higher stake.
They could have retained a higher stake, and then they would have got the benefit of the share price increase, sort of going forward. So they're currently holding 30% of the company. They could have held up to 40% of the company and still achieve their objective of selling 50% and giving 10% to the employees.
Mm. We're told that there were priority investors, companies like, or they were given priority status, I should say, companies like Standard Life, who were allocated big, big tranches of shares because, in the words of Vince Cable at the time, they were the right kind of investor. Standard Life, according to the Times today, bought 12 million shares and it now holds just 118,000 shares. So they really didn't hang on to them for long, did they?
You're absolutely right. Most of the long-term, the so-called long-term investors have already sold their shares. So this wasn't an investment for the long term. This was to take the opportunity and run.
Mm. And who decided that they were long-term stable investors?
Well, that was the book-building approach that the government's corporate finance advisors, the Lazards and the UBSs of this world, who were paid over £12 million to try and build that book. And those were the ones that they picked for the government.
Right. And what do you think of that advice? Again, it may be hindsight, but looking at that advice from Lazards and Goldman Sachs, what do you think of the advice given to the business department?
Well, it's clear that the business department relied very heavily on it. And it's clear, with the benefit of hindsight, that they massively undervalued the company. They didn't appreciate how much interest there would be from the wide range of small investors, as well as the large players, who many of whom weren't even allocated shares in the second round of the book building exercise.
But who are civil servants supposed to rely on advice from if it's not apparently experienced companies like Lazards and Goldman Sachs?
Well, the NAA report does point to some of the lessons learned from the privatizations of the 80s and 90s, where they suggest that if you are very risk averse, as the government clearly was, of clearly very cautious, then you can do exactly as I suggested, to hold some shares back so that you can gain the benefit of any share price rise as and when it comes about.
It's not particularly surprising that a government several years after the financial crash that we experienced is cautious, is it?
No, it's not surprising they're cautious, but it's just the extent of their caution. I mean, I would be on the other side of the fence if we'd have talked about a 10 or 15% price rise. But, you know, on the opening day, it opened at £4.45 when the shares were sold at £3.30.
Yes,
so
yeah.
On the first day, it was clear that these were underpriced. And now we're seeing prices of £5.60 to £6, so 70% above the valuation. And this isn't the froth that Vince Cable was talking about. This is a long-term market price that has been in this range basically since the first week after privatisation.
Thank you very much, Stephen Gibson from SLG Economics.